Hi everyone, this is Todd and I'm back with another prep tip episode. Hey, today let's talk about prep planning and how it applies to our preparedness. Planning out your preparedness is important to discuss and understand because without it, you will start amassing a bunch of junk and make decisions that might or might not apply directly to your preparedness. You really need to be strategic. So when we're done with this episode, you'll have a better understanding of the why you need to plan your preparedness. So today's topic applies to every prepper, and it applies at the various stages of preparedness. You don't obtain a specific level of preparedness and then don't need to prep. Your prepping might look different, but planning should be the start of all of your preparedness moves. So I wish someone would have told me this at the beginning of my journey. It would have saved me a bunch of wasted time and money spent on quote-unquote stuff that I read about on blogs and saw on videos and just thought that was tactical. So prep planning comes into play as an important part of your preparedness strategy, but planning might be a little overwhelming for the beginning prepper. Imagine when you hear that you should create a budget to plan out your finances. Many people won't create a budget because it is time consuming. They might need to collaborate with a spouse and it doesn't seem so important until you actually do it and see where your money is going and not going. So planning allows you to focus on a specific area of your preparedness and narrow down what you really need to see your family through the emergency. It allows you to be purposeful and work a plan that when it is completed will help you feel confident about your efforts. Not to mention, it can create a type of checklist that will allow you to work through. So to create this plan, the prepared individual or family should take time to think through and write down their plan. This is actually not that difficult. We'll talk about how to do this in just a minute. But planning comes into play every time you can identify an emergency that you want to be prepared for. This could be something as simple as an unexpected car repair to a blizzard that doesn't allow you to leave your home for a week or more. It doesn't really matter how severe the emergency. You can plan for every sort of situation. The type of emergency will dictate how involved your plan might be. So for example, an unexpected car repair is not as difficult to prep for as a blizzard. Now listen, I can't stress enough the importance of planning your preparedness. And once you do it for one situation, it will get easier and easier. So let's talk about how to actually plan. I'm going to give you a strategy that is super easy to implement. Like I've already mentioned, you just need to do it. So let me give you a high-level overview and then go a little bit into more detail. So here it is. Know what kind of emergency you are prepping for. Write down or describe your current situation. Then write down or describe what you would like your situation to be. Then write down what needs to happen to go from your current situation to your preferred prep situation. So let's walk through this in more detail. Let's use the emergency situation of losing power for 72 hours. This happens often living in Houston. We are far enough from the Gulf to not get the water and strong hurricane force winds, but we do get tropical force winds that snap power lines. So, first step, let's describe our possible situation. And I'm going to use just the name of John to help us out here. So John wants to prepare his home to lose power for 72 hours. Right now, if his home lost power for 72 hours, he would lose the contents of his refrigerator and freezer. It would be unbearably hot if the power was lost during the summertime, and his family wouldn't have enough flashlights or candles to see at night. He only has one flashlight and isn't sure how many batteries he has in storage. So John would consider himself prepared. This is the second step where we are looking at what is the preferred situation. John would consider himself prepared when he is able to provide power to his refrigerator and freezer, cool a room in his house so his family can sleep comfortably in the living room, and can navigate the home at night, including going to the restroom. So this is step three. What is it going to take to go from our current situation to our preferred situation, right? So this is what needs to happen for John and his family to be prepared for 72 hours. And as I'm going through this, these are just bulleted things that need to happen. So first, research or talk to an electrician to know how big of a generator is required to run the refrigerator, freezer, a window unit, and lights for the living room, plus have the ability to charge phones, tablets, and batteries. Second thing, purchase the generator. Number three, estimate runtime and gas needed per day based on the size of the generator's gas tank. Number four, purchase the gas tanks. Then purchase electrical cords and strips to power the refrigerator, freezer, window unit, and other electronic devices. Then size the living room in cubic feet. Purchase a window unit for the living room that is sized correctly. Purchase plastic sheeting that can be hung in the area where the room needs to be closed off. Purchase air mattresses or take an inventory of sleeping bags for sleeping arrangements. Purchase two battery-powered lanterns that family members can take with them to the restroom at night. Put an LED light bulb in the living room lamp to plug into the generator to draw less power. Purchase some flashlights with extra rechargeable batteries. Purchase some candles from the dollar store. Purchase a tote so electrical cords, strips, flashlights, lanterns, batteries, and candles can be stored so it's all in one place when the emergency strikes. So now you have a checklist that you can work from. You might find that you don't have to purchase everything. You might have extension cords already. You might have gas cans already. In that case, you need to write into your plan where they are located. And like, get the extension cords hanging up on the wall by my tools, right? I mean, you have that all kind of listed out. So you can see by setting your current situation, setting up what you would like your preferred situation to be, and then going through and like, what are the steps that I need? It's really easy to do this for any situation. So again, to recap, planning is critical in preparedness. It is relevant to every prepper, regardless of their stage of readiness. Planning helps to avoid accumulating unnecessary items and to focus on essential needs during emergencies. Use this planning process as a simple strategy to assess your current and desired situations and then outline actionable steps to bridge the gap. All right, here's a pro tip. If you write this out in a format that is easy to read and refer to, you can keep all of your plans in one notebook or your Prepper Commonplace book, or if you're inclined, you can also do it digitally. You will find that most of your preparedness plans are universal and they will apply to many more situations. Well, everyone, that is another Ready Your Future Quick Tip episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss another episode of Sweet Prepper Goodness. If you want more preparedness, don't forget to check out the Ready Your Future exclusive email group. So until next time, live with no regrets and stay prepped and aware. Peace.